Hello, and welcome back to Hayden's Hangouts. I'm your host, Hayden Barrows, and today I'm going to be discussing my volunteer research this semester in Dr. Clay Kressler's lab. I'm currently a junior at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, studying nutrition science with minors in biochemistry, biology, and psychology, with the aspirations to attend medical school after finishing my undergraduate degree. I've got an exciting podcast for you today with the ins and outs of research, and I've managed to snag a special guest. Before I dive into everything, I want to thank Crescent Moon Coffee for sponsoring this podcast, as they provided the much-needed caffeine to write and produce this for you all. All right, now let's get started. Welcome to Hayden's Hangout Sessions, where our motto is you're about to have a really good time. Okay, I think the perfect introduction should be to explain how I chose Dr. Kressler's lab and got involved in research in the first place. It started at the end of my sophomore year. I knew that I wanted to get involved in a research lab on campus, but I didn't really know how to go about that. I've always had a passion for learning and discovering new things, so research kind of seemed to be the perfect fit. So when I decided about where I wanted to pursue my time, I had to kind of look around for different professors on campus and see what kind of research they were doing. So I looked at the psychology department, nutrition department, and the biology department. For me, the most important aspect was to make sure that I would be passionate and interested about the research they were doing so that I would be invested in the many projects we'd complete throughout the school year. I looked at several labs on campus, and Dr. Kressler stood out to me for several reasons. Dr. Kressler's lab worked a lot with Daphnia, a small aquatic crustacean that has the unique property of reproducing through asexual reproduction. So every single organism that we have of a single genotype is an exact clone of one another genetically, and the reason why only female Daphnia are in the lab. Which, I don't know, I thought that was pretty cool. They're all clones. I believed that this was very interesting and could lead to very cool research questions. So when checking his lab website more, I observed the questions he and his PhD students were testing, and they often revolved around ecology and evolutionary dynamics. This started to concern me, because in biology classes, ecology and evolution were never my strong suit. However, I took this as an opportunity to challenge myself. So I reached out to Dr. Kressler, and we were able to set up a small interview about working there the following fall semester. During the interview, he told me more about the work that is conducted in the lab and the experiments they often run, and I genuinely got excited, and I knew I wanted to work in his lab. I think it's important to listen to your gut in situations like these. Even though I did my research on his lab and knew I was interested, I was still hesitant because the research was done in a field I wasn't as comfortable with. But when talking with Dr. Kressler, something was telling me that this was a place I needed to be and to get outside my comfort zone, and I'm so glad I did. Okay, and we're back with my special guest, my direct advisor, Elena Fenning. She is a PhD student working in Dr. Kressler's lab, and her specific interest lies in studying the circadian rhythms of Daphnia dentifera and the traits of those rhythms that mediate infection of pathogens. She then goes about linking circadian rhythms to variation in individual and population-level disease processes in both lab and natural populations. Hello. I'm here with Elena. Tell me a little bit about yourself at the university.
Hi, I am a third-year PhD student in the School of Biological Sciences here at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
Fun. So I just wanted to ask you a couple more questions about the pilot experiment we did with the Daphnia and the feeding rate experiment. Okay. Just kind of explain it, yeah.
Oh, you want me to explain it?
Yeah.
Okay. We ran a feeding rate pilot looking at how different genotypes of Daphnia dentifera had different feeding rates depending on whether they were exposed or not exposed to pathogens. So like humans, when we experience illness, like if you get the cold, you often don't eat as much, and we see the same thing for most organisms, and the same thing occurs in the species we work with, Daphnia. Except that different genotypes vary in how much they decrease their feeding when they're exposed to pathogens. So it's just like humans, some of us when we get the cold don't eat at all, while others can like manage to eat chicken noodle soup or
yeah,
something like that.
I definitely still eat food. That interview was sponsored by Yummy Brownies that kept Elena and I awake during the night experiment of the feeding rate pilot. Elena had to be there from 12 to 2 a.m., and we both had to come back into the lab at 6:30 in the morning to move animals and complete the experiment. But who can't be happy and awake when there's brownies around? Unfortunately, we were only able to conduct the pilot experiment this semester, where we took several different genotypes of Daphnia and introduced the experimental animals to pathogens during the day and night and let them feed for 6 hours, as Wayne explained in the interview. During the big experiment, we will follow the same pattern as the pilot. However, we will follow Daphnia through multiple feeding rates and only select the genotypes that have shown in our pilot experiment to have interesting patterns of infection. So I'm very excited to do that next semester and see what the results are. Now I want to talk about some of the basic duties that I conduct in the lab. I currently volunteer 8 hours of my time each week in the lab and come in Wednesday through Friday. On Wednesday and Friday, I run the algae to see how concentrated it is each day as it fluctuates. I then use some conversions that we have to feed the Daphnia the correct amount so they get 1 milligram of carbon for each milliliter of combo they're in. Combo is the water solution we use that mimics pond and lake water that Daphnia are accustomed to. I also usually make new combo on Fridays for the next week and clean many of the beakers and pipette tips we use throughout the week. Then on Thursdays, me and another undergraduate student flip the Daphnia into new, clean environments. By flipping them, this ensures that they are in the best environment possible and that when we start an experiment, their environments that could have been a confounding factor are controlled. Now, to many of you, this may sound extremely boring, mindless, busy work. That's exactly how I felt for about 2 weeks as well. Then, Elena explained her first feeding rate pilot experiment to me. I learned that every single thing I did in the lab that seemed like busy work was absolutely crucial to making sure that we would be ready to perform the actual experiment. By feeding the Daphnia a very strict amount of every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we control their feeding and make sure that we have enough Daphnia that are alive to perform the experiment. By flipping the Daphnia each week into clean environments, you ensure the numbers in each flask do not exceed a certain number, so Daphnia are not stressed and have the best chance for survival. Cleaning the glassware and pipette tips is also essential to making sure that there are plenty of supplies later on. So, basically what I'm telling you is that there is a reason for everything you do in the lab. Never think that what you're doing isn't important, because I can tell you right now it's extremely important. Another very unique aspect of the lab that I've enjoyed a lot this semester is Journal Club. Each week, one of the lab members, graduate or undergraduate students, picks a scientific article to read and analyze and sends it out to the whole team. We then take a half hour to an hour to discuss these theories addressed in the article and talk about the implications the results tell us. Oftentimes, I struggle to understand what the article is saying because they use a lot of lab techniques and statistical analyses that I'm not familiar with. But when we meet, the graduate students really help to explain these techniques so I can fully understand the article's conclusions. From the weekly club meeting, I've also developed my reading abilities of scientific articles and critical thinking skills. Oftentimes, the graduate students ask the undergrads, aka me and the two others in the lab, what my thoughts are and the kinds of questions I have. And it's really helped me to build my confidence to talk in a more scientific manner. Another really cool aspect in the lab is that they've started to teach us how to use R, which is a coding program that I'm still not completely sure how to use, but I've really appreciated these mini lessons that they've used to help start teach me how to make box plots and all these different kind of things, as I'm going to need to know how to do it a lot in the future. Finally, I want to talk about some of the goals I have for the future of my time in Dr. Kressler's lab. After doing volunteer research in Dr. Kressler's lab, I've gained so much knowledge about what it's like to actually conduct research. I'm confident that I will continue to volunteer in the lab next semester, and ultimately I would like to apply as a UCARE student and conduct my own research on an experimental question I'm genuinely curious about. This lab experience has also given me the courage to apply for a research internship this summer back home in Colorado at Children's Hospital. Overall, this experience has been a wonderful and valuable addition to my undergraduate career, and there are many takeaways I've learned. So, for all of you listening, if you're going to have any takeaway from what I'm saying at all, I highly recommend that you reach out to your professors or bosses and build a strong network of people that will help you to further your educational goals, whether that's research or some form of mentorship program. I also encourage you to take a step outside your comfort zone, because you may find new passions you never thought you'd have. So that's it for me. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time on the next episode of Hayden's Hangouts.